Blog Talk Radio.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the street, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with tear-dotted roses again. Holy, holy is the Lord.
Okay. Well, I can't help the volume stuff. I don't have a
that's good right now.
A place to. I've got this on. All right. I'm just checking all the volumes and making sure everything's where it's supposed to be. I don't have a volume for the voice on Blog Talk. So, okay. This is what you got, guys.
Hey,
it took me so long before because I had people saying, Where is Jenny? Where is Jenny? But nobody's saying, we can't hear you, Jenny. Sometimes I'm dense, you know, and I hate to say this, Betty, but when you can't hear me, that doesn't tell me anything because there's a lot of times you can't. So, Sue, why didn't you tell me you can't hear me?
Sorry.
You're supposed to be my co-pilot. What happened to you, girl?
Well, what to do? Well, is she gone? And my phone has been acting crazy, too. So,
well, that's true, too. Yeah, your phone has been like from outer space the last couple of days.
Oh, it has. I think I have aliens all around my house. I do.
No, you got gremlins.
Gremlins.
See, that's just how it is. Somebody gave him some water, and you got gremlins.
Oh,
and now you're
okay.
Being terrible.
I seem excited at watching him all.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, yeah. Well, it's been good here so far today. Nothing's happened. Ta-da-da. John and I put music together at, 3 o'clock? 5 o'clock this morning, 3 o'clock this morning, something like that anyway, really early. And we got that all done. And so I took a nap, and I was awake and ready to roll again at 9. So it's been a good day. I haven't had to push myself to do anything. I haven't been crunched for time. It's been really kind of nice. Different, but nice.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
And now, except for my microphone not working on Blog Talk, everything's been hunky-dory. I was hoping it would be 100%, but I'll take 90. I mean, you know, hey, I'm not going to be that picky. It's okay. As long as I have an alternative that works, we're good. Okay. The first song I'm going to do today is from Rebecca. And she hardly ever asks me anything, so I thought I have to make a special effort to do this for her. Today is the 12th anniversary of the death of her son Jesse, so she's not feeling really on top of the world at this point in time, but it's also Gladys's anniversary. Yeah, whatever. The yearly date that Gladys left us. And also, she wanted me to dedicate this as well to Elvis. So there you go, guys. It's a threefer to her son, Jesse, to Elvis's mom, Gladys, and to Elvis. So here is a song by Lauren Elena called The Other Side.
I see my mama, she looks about 23. She's running my way with the angels, right next to Jesus. Yeah, his eyes lit up, staring at the living room ceiling. And with his last few breaths, he said, I wish you could see.
All right. You know, that's kind of a nice way to look at it, though. You know, you can go visit everybody you've been visiting for so many years. I kind of like that thought.
Tricky.
And there's another one in here that John sent me by B.J. Thomas. And it's called Home is Where I Belong. And I think I'm going to play that one next. Because it references, if I had to choose between the two places, because he said it was nice in heaven, it's nice here too. He said, but if I had to choose, I would choose to go home.
Yeah.
There's so many people there that we love. You know, we've lost people, and that's not a bad choice. That's not a bad choice. Just don't hurry it. We're not supposed to hurry it, because then we might not get it. You know, we don't know. So here is B.J. Thomas, Home Where I Belong.
Living here is too, but if they say that I would have to choose between the two, I'd go home. Going home where I belong. Comes as no surprise that if you look and see that homesick feeling in my eyes, I'm going home. I'm going home where I belong. Not for long. When I'm feeling lonely and when I'm feeling blue, it's such a joy to know that I am only passing through. I'm headed home. I'm going home. I belong. One day I'll be sleeping when death knocks on my door, and I'll awake to find that I'm not homesick anymore, 'cause I'll be home. I'll be home where I belong.
Okay. I was just looking. Let's see. Where am I? This is where I am. Okay. Really? All right. Whatever. I'm going to do one now. I've never heard before. But they're all good, so it doesn't matter. And I'm going to share them with you guys because they're all good, so it doesn't matter. Here we go, when they ring the bells of heaven.
That'll be a happy morning over the sea, when the cares of our life
shall pass away forever.
He'll be there to welcome all the ransomed and free,
when they ring the bells of heaven on the day.
Now when they ring the bells of heaven,
heaven,
ring the bells of glory,
glory, when the window gather on the day.
On the hallelujah morning,
everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting,
when they ring the bells of heaven on the day.
Press along, rejoicing through this unfriendly land. Glory land is waiting all the way.
The sun is always shining.
That'll be a glad homecoming, won't it be grand? When they ring the bells of heaven on the day. Now when they ring the bells of heaven,
heaven,
ring the bells of glory,
glory,
when the window gather on the day.
On the hallelujah morning,
everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting,
when they ring the bells of heaven on the day.
Now when they ring the bells of heaven,
heaven,
ring the bells of glory,
glory,
when the window gather on the day.
On the hallelujah morning,
everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting,
when they ring the bells of heaven on the day.
Now when they ring the bells of heaven,
heaven,
ring the bells of glory,
glory,
when the window gather on the day.
On the hallelujah morning,
everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting,
when they ring the bells of heaven on the day.
Ring the bells of heaven on that day.
That tenor kind of let it run away with him there at the end before he stopped it. But I looked at this video and I went, what? And I had to look at it again. The bass singer is the little short guy. The tenor is the tallest, biggest guy on the other end. And it's like, isn't that backwards? But that's what your misconceptions can do. You know, we get used to things being a certain way, and when all of a sudden they're different, it's like, wait a minute, that's supposed to be different. But no rule. Nobody made it a law that it had to be the little guy sings tenor and the big guy sings bass. It's just what we come to expect. But I thought that was very interesting. That made me smile. I thought, you go for it. You just go for it. I thought it was so cute. Why? Well, I don't know. It just struck me funny. There were a few things that struck me funny today when we were putting the music together. But it was very early in the morning, I guess. I don't know. I'd been awake most of the night. I'd gotten a couple hours sleep. And then I'd been awake. I woke up at 3 o'clock after going to sleep at about 1, 1:30, something like that. And a bit strange, yeah. So I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I had homemade ice cream. Why not, right?
Right.
Why not? It was in the freezer and I thought, why not? Mama's not here to tell me not to.
Well, how did your sugar daddy show up, huh?
What, honey?
Did your sugar go up high?
I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I didn't check it.
Oh, okay.
I took my gliburide and my metformin before I had the ice cream, and it's like I'm having the ice cream, so it doesn't really matter what it is or where it's going. If it goes up high, there's not a thing I can do about it. So whatever. Mm. I don't do it all the time, and I decided I was doing it this morning. So it's kind of like when you know, when you've had diabetes as long as I have, and babies, it's been 25 years, okay? You just get to the point to where you do the best you can with what you've got, and you check your blood sugar, but you don't obsess over it. Because if it goes high, there's nothing you can do. All you can do is drink a passel of water and wash it out of your body. And that takes as long as it takes. Getting upset about it really doesn't do you any good. You just need to watch it most of the time and not eat the things that cause that to happen. I'm good most of the time. Just once in a while I need ice cream. What can I tell you? And it's homemade ice cream. So I can control how much sugar is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it with half and half. So that does not affect my blood sugar very much at all anyway. So I figured, whatever. The few times I have ice cream, I'm fine. I haven't died yet, so I'm good.
Well,
my mom would probably slap me for saying something like that.
I'm sure you know how to control it after all these years. That's a long time to have to deal with that.
Yeah, I know how to control it. Do I always do it? No. Do I always want to do it? No. You get tired of just eating the things that don't affect your blood sugar very much. And every once in a while, you say, "Ooh, toss it in the trash can. I'm having that donut. I'm having that piece of cake. I'm having that ice cream. I'm having potatoes. I'm having that piece of pizza." And all of those things kill your blood sugar. And if you do them too often, they're going to kill you too. So I don't do them very often. I hardly ever make potatoes. I hardly ever have pizza. Just once in a while, you got to do it, you know? So that's how it rolls. And the times that I feel absolutely necessary to have something like that, I just don't worry about it. If you're going to do it, you better not be worrying about it. If you're going to worry about it, then don't do it. So that's where I brought myself to. And I had ice cream this morning. So, hey, I don't know what my blood sugar did. And, you know, quite frankly, my dear, I don't care. That's not the proper words, but that's going to do for now. I've got another song that it did not tell us who did this song. It said studio musicians. Take that for whatever it's worth. That's all it said. I did check. But the song is good, and it sounds like a choir. So there was a whole lot of them. Ancient of Days.
Blessing and honor, glory and power, be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of before the Ancient of Days.
There you go. We've got a few of them that are redone, upbeat. I like it. It's a smile on my face, makes my heart happy, and makes my feet dance. So, hey, you know, enjoy. Music is supposed to fill you with joy, supposed to give you the feeling that you're loved by God and that He fills your life and your heart with joy.
Perseverance.
Got to have perseverance. And He's not the one that puts the stubborn there. It's there nonetheless, but He didn't do it, okay? But all the good stuff, the faith, the love, the hope, the joy, the feeling like dancing, God gives you all that. And He put that in the people that He inspired to do this music, whether He inspired them to sing it, whether He inspired them to write it, whether He gave them the idea, whether they produced it, whether they directed, you know, He put that into each one of those people that had to do with every one of these songs so that we would be able to listen to them and be filled with joy and comfort and thanksgiving. So let's do another one. This is by a gal. John and I thought she was Dutch because of her name. And she's not Dutch, but she is from South Africa. And if I recall my history, the Dutch helped settle South Africa. So in a way, she's Dutch. Anyway, she's from South Africa, and she sings songs. She's a realtor as well. And she sings in Afrikaans. Cons, however you pronounce that. I'm sorry if I butchered it. And she sings in English as well. Okay. For purposes of where we live, we're going to play the English songs. I've only got one of them today. Guys, next Sunday, write this down on your calendar so you don't forget. Next Sunday, we are going to have a special of Elvis's gospel songs sung by Elvis and covered by Eloise Salmon. So you don't want to miss that. When you listen to this lady's voice, you will know what I'm saying. Here is her doing a song called Holy, Holy Medley.
Brings peace like a river to my soul. When I sing holy, 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 I can feel the healing water around me roam. When I sing holy, 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 only He is worthy to receive the glory and the praise. Holy, holy, Jesus Christ Almighty. Cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find Him, and you'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. Holy, holy, receive the glory and receive the praise. Holy, holy, Jesus Christ Almighty. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I surely fail. Without him, I could do nothing. Like a ship without a sail, without him I could do nothing. Without him I surely fail. Without him I could do nothing. Like a ship without a sail, like a ship without a sail.
See what I mean about her voice? It's beautiful. Awesome. I haven't heard that nice of an alto in a long, long time. It's wonderful. So we're going to hear a lot of that next Sunday, a lot of her voice, and it's going to be doing Elvis gospel. And Elvis is going to be doing Elvis gospel. So it's going to be kind of a really awesome show. You don't want to miss it. And you want to tell everybody to come and listen to it because they don't want to miss it either. It's going to be gorgeous. All right, here is a song that I've never heard before. I got a few of them today, but you know what? This is nice. This is nice. And it's called I Wanna Go. It's sung by Nancy Wurm.
It was years ago when I heard it told that he's coming back to take his children home. Though the story's old, the half has not been told. I wanna go. They say their mansion's there, far beyond compare. They talk of streets of gold, where we'll never grow old, where our loved ones wait just inside the gate. I wanna go. Don't you wanna go where we'll never say goodbye? There'll be no loneliness, no more tears to dim the eyes. A crystal river flows from the great white throne. Children laugh and sing, joyful praises ring. Oh, it won't be long, we'll be going home.
If you've had a long life and you've done everything you wanted to do and you've been happy and you've been sad and you've experienced everything you wanted to experience, it's okay to want to go. It's okay. Just don't help it along. But God will do it when it's God's time. And we can't argue with his time because his timing is perfect. So it's all right, guys. You just kind of go with the flow and accept what God says has to happen. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. And along those same lines, as long as we're going that route, here is Hank Lachlan. Ann was here. I would tell her to get out her Kleenexes. So any of you others who feel so inclined, you better do it too. This one's called Last Look at Mother. And it's John's fault. Keep on.
Of all the memories in life, there's one I won't forget. The memory of a little girl still lingers with me, yes. The sad remarks I heard her say were more than I could stand. While she stood sadly pleading, holding her daddy's hand. Let me have another look at mommy. Daddy, please, oh, let me have just one more look. Her little heart was breaking through tears. Oh, how she sighed. One more look at mommy, please daddy, please, she cried. She didn't seem to understand why mommy had to leave. Her blinding tears were falling, oh how my heart did grieve. Her little friends were standing by, their hearts in sad despair. Each time she called to mommy, oh, please don't leave me here. I slowly reached and picked her up and whispered words to her. The sorrow I was hiding was more than I could bear. She held me tightly in her arms, I still can hear her say, oh, daddy, we will miss her, will she come back someday? Let me have another look at mommy, daddy, please, oh, let me have just one more look. Her little heart was
just rip your heart out?
Yeah, sure, touch it.
Man, it's always the little ones, you know? Because as adults, we have learned how to justify things. We have learned how to mitigate them, get around the worst of the feeling and all that. But children don't know how to do that. And they hurt the worst, and they hurt the longest. You know, my grandpa died when I was 16. He was only 56, died of a terrible cancer. And, you know, I didn't cry until I was at the funeral and saw him in his coffin. And then the floodgates opened and they wouldn't stop. It was like the rainy season in Georgia. I mean, you know, it was awful. But I never got over it either. That's the worst part, is if I let myself think about him and think about his laugh and the way he would give us kids noogies and just would want to just sit and talk with us, do grandpa things, I'll start crying. If I think about the day of his funeral by his graveside, I'll start crying. It never really goes away. It never really goes away. It's always there. Some of us handle it better than others. Some of us handle it better at some times than we do others. So you just never know what to expect. You never know what to say to people, because you can't tell them it's going to be okay, time's going to heal your heart, because it's not. You can't tell them that, because you'd be lying to them. And I never say that to anybody. In fact, I tell them that from my own experience, that hurt never goes away. It just gets easier to handle. We find ways. God shows us ways. We are led into ways that help us handle that pain of loss. But it doesn't ever go away. Time does not heal all wounds. Sorry, not true. Whoever made that up didn't know what they were talking about. So that's my opinion on it, and that's where that song takes me. Takes my heart right into the sadness, you know. Been there, done that, and yeah, it's still there. And then most recently, my best friend Valerie died. And I think of her. And in a way, I wish that her sister had never shown me the picture of her there in hospice for me to say hi to. I wish I had not seen the picture of her lying in that bed, because now, anytime I think of her, that's the picture I hold in my head. And I don't want to hold that picture in my head. So I have to make myself think of some happy times when we were younger. And I can do that. There are plenty of them. But that hurt is there and always will be as well. So, you know, you have to kind of make a niche in your heart, have a treasure chest there, and keep your most loved ones as they go away. Keep all those memories in that treasure chest. And you know where to go when you want to retrieve them. And you know which ones to retrieve to help mitigate the ones that jumped out at you that you didn't want to think about. That's where that song took me. Shame on you, John. Oh my God. Anyway, let's do something else. This is Fearless Soul singing Only Love.
How much more are we gonna take? How many nights do we have to lie awake? How many tears are we gonna cry? We can't wish until the well runs dry. But what happens when the sky above runs out of every single shooting star? And what if every good intention's only meant to go so far? Only love, only love can save us now. Keep the world from burning down, down, down to the ground.
You know, just take you that next step through. That was awesome. Hey, guys, how about a little bit of country?
Okay.
We had a little bit of rock and roll. Now we're going to have a little bit of country. Charlie Pride. Charlie's already gone home, too. But, you know, that's okay. That's okay. He had a good full life. This one's called In Jesus' Name I Pray.
Father, give me strength to do what I must do. Father, give me courage to say what I must say. Let thy spirit move me, I'm nothing on my own. Father, stand by me, I cannot stand alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, open up my eyes to your wonders all around. Father, let me see the good and beauty of this day. Fill my heart with love for my fellow man. And if I'm tempted, Father, Father, stay my hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, help me the troubled days that lie ahead. Let your light shine before me, that I may find the way. Don't let me stumble, Father, or fall beneath my load. Father, guide my footsteps, hold me to the road. In Jesus' name I pray. Let not hunger be my guide, nor fear be my master. Father, let not envy be a part of me in any way. Father, search my soul, take away my fear and doubt. Any smallness that you find there, Father, cast it out. In Jesus' I pray. Amen.
Good old Charlie Pride. Yeah. He had a nice voice, too. Pleasant. All right. All but one of the songs that I have played thus far has been sent to me by John this morning. Now I'm going to play one that I got, oh, how long ago? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? Anyway, it's Jim Reeves. I don't remember if John sent it. I don't remember if I found it. I don't have a clue at this point, but we're going to play it anyway because it doesn't matter. Here is Jim Reeves doing I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. Yes, I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. Than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than worldly applause. I'd rather be faithful
I'd fail. Yes, I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
I like that. We lost a treasure when Jim Reeves died in that plane crash. We've lost many treasures that way. It's sad.
Yes,
but
beautiful.
Yeah. It makes you want to stay out of small planes if you got any brains, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Boy.
I want a bigger plane, please. Oh, no, that 747 isn't big enough. How about that Skybus? I'll take the Skybus. See, the Skybus comes 9 feet across, two aisles. That would be big enough. I could do a Skybus. That'd be all right. Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. I swear this dog is just bound and determined to dig a hole in my carpet, but that's all right. He thinks he can fluff it up to lay on it because his bed's out in the living room. It's like, okay, I don't think it works that way, but whatever. I have to play, and I have to play an Elvis song. You know, it's just, it's one of those things. Sometimes this feeling just comes over you and engulfs you and won't let go. It shakes you until you acquiesce and do what it's telling you to. Well, right now that feeling is telling me I got to play an Elvis gospel song, you know? And it's kind of like, okay, what one? What one? What one? Oh, okay, okay. This is one of my favorites. And it's not that we don't hear it, but I like it. So there we go. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Yeah, when I fail. to save me in the end. Won't you tell me where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord?
You know, what it says is very important, but the feel of it makes you want to listen to what it says. I love it. I've always loved it. Since the first time I heard that, I've loved that song. All right, here's another one. We're back to the things that John sent me this morning, which is not a bad thing. It's a good place to be, actually. Here is the Sandknit Brothers. Whatever. There's five of them, I think. And they're singing, "Open My Eyes That I May See."
Divine.
All right. Yeah, Sue had to go. She's been dealing with some pain issues lately, and it takes it out of you. So take a nap. Call me later if you want to. You know where I am. All right, here's another one. I'm into playing this music. This music is just, I get a feeling that there are people out there that just need to hear the music. So here we are. This is by Sovereign Grace Music. Here again, no particular person, just Sovereign Grace Music. And it's called How High and How Wide. Like I told you, babies, we got some really good music today. John was just right on top of his game, and he sent us some excellent music. Uplifting, praiseworthy, get you moving, get you feeling thankful, praising God for everything you've got because that's where it came from. And here's another one by the Marshall family, When I Wake Up to Sleep No More.
Awesome, wonderful morning, just to hear Gabriel's trumpet sound.
When I wake up to sleep no more,
rising to meet our blessed Redeemer, with a glad shout
I'll leave the ground.
When I wake up
to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
sleep no more,
jewels adorning,
how happy I'll be,
over in glory,
beautiful show,
telling a story with the Redeemer of all the ages,
praising the
one whom I adore.
When I wake up
to sleep no more.
Glory to God, I'll have
a new body,
changed in the twinkling of an eye.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more,
leaving behind
no troubles and trials,
bound for the
sea up on high.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
no more
June's adorning,
how happy I'll be,
over in glory,
for sure.
Tell the story
with the reading
of all the ages,
praising the
one who my door.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
no more
June's adorning,
how happy I'll be,
over in glory,
oh, for sure.
Tell
story with the reading
of all the ages,
raising
the
one
to my door.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
Nice, very nice. And that is a family. Is it? From dad right on down to the youngest. I think the girl is the youngest. You can hear her, that's for sure. She's got a strong voice. I like that song. I like the fact that it's family doing it together. I think that's wonderful. Here's another one. You're going to tap your toes and you're going to have to, and you got to get your shoes off, honey. You can't have your shoes and socks on. Sorry. Here is Larry Norman doing an upbeat version of Man from Galilee.
Okay, roll it.
Well, a blind man standing by the side of the road. He was a blind from birth. It was a heavy load. And though he lived a good life, he could not see.
Walked a man from Galilee.
He touched the vine.
Okay, here comes another one of my favorites. This is a song I used to listen to multiple times a day when I was going through a bad time at one point. Foster child problems, son problems, husband problems, family problems. It was one of those time frames. And this got me through it. It's Christy Lane doing Footsteps in the Sand.
One night, I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, when across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed, two sets of footprints in the sand. One set belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life, and this really bothered me, so I questioned the Lord about it. One set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you promised me you'd hold my hand. Tell me why in the troubled time I look back and only find one set of footprints in the sand. You said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you. One set of footprints in the sand. Oh yes, at last I understand.
Yeah, there are those songs for each one of us. We all have our particular songs. Help us express our joy when we're full of happiness. And they help us through our hard times when we've got troubles or sadness. And that was one of my special songs. All right, here we are. We've got an Elvis song. And it's a twofer. Okay, it's a private recording. And it's I Ask the Lord and When the Saints Go Marching In. And it's fun.
Thank you. marching in.
Go marching in.
Well, when there's a
saint,
go marching in.
Go marching in.
Oh, Lord, I want
to be in that number.
When the saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
Will I have the loving mother to walk and talk with me? No, I have no mother. Why pleasure do I see? When the saints marching in,
go marching in.
When the saints
go marching in,
go marching in. Well, Lord,
I want to be in that number.
Yeah. When the saints go marching in.
When the sun
refused to shine, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the sun refused to shine, when the saints go marching in, well, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Oh, Lord, help us, right? I can remember getting to the end of that and just thinking, oh, I'm so thankful he did that on purpose. Oh, that was something. That hurt. You know, that hurt. But it's okay because he meant it to be that way. So it was all right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, yodeling. John knows I love yodeling. It is so fantastic. Now, this is by, it's a guy they know as the Idaho Yodeler. Idaho is my home state, okay? That's home. Especially North Idaho, not South Idaho. South Idaho is a totally different place. North Idaho, that's my home state. And here is Buzz Gertzen and family doing the gospel yodel called Making Melody in Your Heart.
Making melody in your heart. Making melody in your heart. Making melody in your heart. Unto the King of Kings. Worship and adore him, worship and adore him. Making melody in your heart unto the King of Kings. I'm so happy since I got saved, I praise the Lord all day long. Like in Psalms 149, I'm gonna sing unto him a new song. You can praise him with the trumpet and the guitar, you can praise him with the harp. Let me make a joyful noise with the yodeling song from the melody in my heart. Worship and adore him, worship and adore him. Let the saints be joyful and sing aloud. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them praise him with the timbrel, the organ and horn, and let everybody clap their hands. Be joyful unto the King, for the Lord takes pleasure when he sees his people praise him with everything. Thank you.
don't know how you could not love yodeling. It is so cool. Well, and it makes it even more cool because I can't do it. So, hey, you know, it's a special gift. God gives it to some people, and to some people he just doesn't. I'm one of the dozens. But that's okay because I can listen to the dozens. And if you understood that, whoa, your brain is functioning perfect today. All right, here's another one by Elvis. I love this. You guys, you got to just take time out to listen to this song, please. This is Show Me Thy Ways, O Lord, and it's a private recording.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Help me, love, when I'm faded. Spread joy unabated. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Jesus was more than just a man from Galilee. Christ, the Son of God, he died for you and me. They scourged him and mocked him. Upon him they lie. Still Jesus loved them, forgive them, he cried. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord.
Sounded like they had quite a crowd hanging around there for that. That was kind of nice. You betcha. All right. Here is something caught my attention about 3 years ago, but again today. I'm going to play this for you guys, and I want you to listen to it. This is worth time out to listen to. This is a 16-year-old guy. They're in like a youth center, doing whatever kids do at the youth center. And he starts singing, Change Gonna Come. And people start listening. You listen too. It's worth it.
There you go.
In a little tent, oh, and just like that river I've been running, oh, ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know my change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
There you go, brother. I love
it's
you.
It's been too
And I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Oh, beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
I ain't often afraid.
Then I go to the movies, and I go down, down. Somebody telling me, don't hang around. It's been up a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please, yeah. And my brother winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times when I thought I wouldn't last too long. But now I think that I'm able to carry on. It's been up a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come.
I
yeah.
Hold up the whole time.
Oh, yes, it will.
It's amazing. He is 16. And he could sing like that. I wonder what he's doing now. They don't tell you his name because he's a minor. And his parents aren't there, so they can't tell you his name. But I wonder if he pursued singing. It makes you wonder, when somebody's that good, are they using that gift? Man, I could sit and listen to that guy. Oh, wow. It's amazing. He's totally amazing. All right, what are we going to do now? Oh, I know. I know. This is another one that John sent this morning. And it's a puppet parody. It's the Muppet-type puppets.
The Muppet puppets.
Yeah, right. And they're doing this parody on the song from Grease. Call it, He's the One That I Want. So, you know, same title. It's the same tune. They put different words to it. So you got to listen to this to get the point of it. But I like it. It's so much fun.
Electrify. Let me up,
Yep. It's the same tune, kind of same title, but if you were listening, you heard different words, okay? So I see all the gifts from Greece. You missed the point if you're thinking that, though, honey. That's it, because he's the one that I want. They're talking about the Lord God, you know, not some boy. So there you go, yeah. Hey, here is Sister Rosetta. And we're going to like this one. Sister Rosetta, Down by the Riverside.
Morning.
Good morning.
I feel so bad in the middle of the day.
Yes.
I feel so bad in the evening.
In the evening.
That's why I'm going to the river. Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study war no more.
Remind you of a 1940s musical? It did me. I used to watch those shows all the time, those movies, Saturday afternoon at the movies, and it was always some old musical. It was great. It was great. Early 50s, late 40s, you know, the way she did that. I thought that was great. Okay, Johnny Cash doing Swing Low.
I've known a lot of people, and I'm sure you have, maybe you're one of them, that works hard just about every day with their life. I mean, back-breaking work where you get your hands dirty. Well, it's a sweet thought to think that there's got to be something a little better after this life is over than hard work. And a little over 100 years ago, down in the South, on a plantation, a slave was sitting on his cotton sack one day when his master came up and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I was picking along on my row, and the prettiest words and the prettiest music started coming to my head, and I had the sweetest vision of a chariot coming down to take me away to a better life." and he stood up for the first time and sang, "Well, I'd looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, there was a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Sometimes up and I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But I know my soul is heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I said I'm coming too, coming for to carry me.
I like that. That is so awesome. I've got it by three different people. That's cool. That is totally cool. I could probably have it by four if I would put Dolly in there. And I love the way everybody likes to do it. That shows you that that's a special song. That means something good to everybody that hears it. And I like them. I like that a lot. Well, hey, guys, you know what? It is time for us to say done for today. We've been here almost 2 hours. We've listened to a lot of music, and it was all good music. It was fantastic. Thank you, John, for sending such wonderful music today. I really, really do appreciate that. And it was so much fun to be able to play it and know that you guys were enjoying it as well. So, hey. That's today's gospel show. Don't forget that next Sunday, we're going to have a special with Eloise, Simon, and Elvis. We're going to play the Elvis versions, and then we're going to play Eloise's versions. She covered them. It's going to be fantastic. That woman has a wonderful, beautiful, mellow alto voice, and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. That's next Sunday's show. So come on along and enjoy. And Tuesday's going to be another great show. You know, we're going to have more great music and we're going to have more fun and I'm going to be stupid again. So, hey, you know, come on and join me. You're not going to want to miss that. There you go with that. Guys, you take care of yourselves now, okay? May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord to make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay healthy, and be happy. God's got something special for you, you know, so hold it, keep it, and never let it go. All right? There you go.
They have the intro. Just sing the melody.
Hey guys, postscript. Tuesday is going to be all Elvis because that is the 16th and it is the midnight vigil at Elvis' grave, the Memorial Gardens. So if you want an all Elvis show, come join us on Tuesday because that's what we're going to have. In the meantime, God bless and goodbye.